Welcome to Zichru Daf Siman Mem by Avram Goldhar, and today on Masechet Shabbos, Daf Mem. This is going to be an abbreviated session because I want to get this to you before Yantiv. So the 3 points we're going to focus on. Number one, there's Malchus bin Rav and Shmuel regarding the prohibition of bathing the entire body on Shabbos from water that was heated Erev Shabbos. Rav holds L'macha Ruchitz Behen Kol Gufo Eiver Eiver. On the following day, meaning Shabbos, one can wash his entire body with the water one limb at a time. Rav taught that Rav actually held that one may bathe his entire body, but must leave one limb unwashed. Shmuel holds loytiru lirchutz el panav yadav v'raglav. They permitted washing only one's face, hands, and feet. Eventually, Rav's opinion was refuted. Point number two was said in the name of Bar Kapara that originally people would bathe on Shabbos in hot water that was heated before Shabbos, but then the bath attendants, the habalanim, began heating the baths on Shabbos, claiming they were heated before Shabbos. So the rabbis forbade bathing in hot water on Shabbos, but they still allowed steam bathing. People violated the Rabbanan's decree, and they still bathed in the bathhouse on Shabbos in water that was heated before Shabbos, claiming that they were merely steam bathing. So the rabbis then forbid steam bathing on Shabbos, but allowed bathing into the Tiberian hot springs, the Chamei Tiberia. People would still bathe in water that was heated before Shabbos, claiming that they were bathing in hot water from Chamei Tiberia. So the Rabbanan then forbid bathing in the Chamei Tiberia, and allowed only bathing in cold water. But when the Rabbanim saw that people were unable to abide by the ruling forbidding bathing in the Chamei Tiberia, they once again allowed it, but they kept the injunction against steam bathing in place. And point number three, Rav Yudah said in the name of Shmuel that with regards to oil and water, it's prohibited to heat them up to the degree of Yad Seledesbo, where their hand recoils from it. And Rachva said that Yad Seledesbo is defined by anything so hot, shekreso shetinok nikves, that an infant's tender belly would be scalded by it. So once again, the 3 points are number one, there's Malchus bin Rav and Shmuel regarding the prohibition of bathing the entire body in Shabbos from water that was heated Erev Shabbos. Rav holds L'macha Ruchitz Behen Kol Gufa Eiver Eiver on the following day, meaning Shabbos, if one can wash his entire body with the water, one limb at a time. Rav taught that Rav held that one may bathe his entire body, but must leave one limb unwashed. Shmuel holds L'tir L'chutz El Panav Yadav Raglav, they permitted washing only one's face, hands, and feet. And eventually, Rav's opinion was refuted. Point number two, it was said in the name of Bar Kapara that originally people would bathe on Shabbos in hot water that was heated before Shabbos, but then bath attendants, the balanim, began heating the baths on Shabbos, claiming that they were heated before Shabbos. So the rabbis then forbade bathing in hot water on Shabbos, but they still allowed steam bathing. People violated the Rabbanan's decree and still bathed in bathhouses on Shabbos in water heated before the Shabbos, claiming that they were merely steam bathing. So the rabbis then forbid steam bathing on Shabbos, but allowed bathing in the Chamei Tiberia, in the Tiberian hot springs. People then still bathed in water that was heated before Shabbos, claiming they were bathing in the Chamei Tiberia. So the Rabbanan then forbid bathing in the Chamei Tiberia and allowed only bathing in cold water. When the Rabbanan saw that the people were unable to abide by the ruling forbidding bathing in the Chamei Tiberia, they once again allowed it, but they kept the injunction against steam bathing in place. And point number three, Rav Yudah said in the name of Shmuel that with regards to oil and water, it is prohibited to heat them up to the degree of Yad Seledesbo, where the hand recoils from it. And Rakhva said the Yad Seledesbo is defined by anything shekreso shetinok nikves, that an infant's tender belly would be scalded by it. All right, so now we go to our simon. So the simon for Daf Mem is mayim, water, but we use a swimming pool to make it a little bit more descriptive, a swimming pool. So here goes. The community swimming pool, where people like to wash themselves one limb at a time, was run by the local bath attendants who gave up trying to trick the rabbis and who kept the temperature below Yad Seledesbo. Once again, it's slow motion. The community swimming pool, that means we're on Daf Mem. The community swimming pool, where people like to wash themselves one limb at a time, which reminds us, there's a Malchus bin Rav and Shmuel regarding the prohibition of bathing the entire body on Shabbos from water that was heated Erev Shabbos. Rav holds L'macha Ruchitz Behen Kol Gufo Eiver Eiver. On the following day, meaning Shabbos, that one can wash his entire body with it one limb at a time. Rav taught that Rav held that one may bathe his entire body, but must leave one limb unwashed. Shmuel holds L'tir L'irchotz El Panav Yadav V'Raglav, they permitted washing only one's face, hands, and feet. And Rav's opinion was eventually refuted. So the community swimming pool, where people like to wash themselves one limb at a time, was run by the local bath attendants who gave up trying to trick the rabbis, which reminds us, it was said in the name of Bar Kapara that originally people would bathe on Shabbos in hot water that was heated before Shabbos. But then bath attendants, the balanim, began heating the baths on Shabbos, claiming that they were heated before Shabbos. So the rabbis then forbade bathing in hot water on Shabbos, but they still allowed steam bathing. People violated the Rabbanan's decree and still bathed in the bathhouses on Shabbos in water heated before Shabbos, claiming that they were merely steam bathing. So the rabbis then forbid steam bathing on Shabbos, but allowed bathing in the Chamei Tiberi, in the Tiberian hot springs. People would still bathe in water that was heated before Shabbos, claiming that they were bathing in the Chamei Tiberi. So the Rabban then forbid bathing in the Chamei Tiberi and allowed only bathing in cold water. When the Rabban saw that the people were unable to abide by that ruling forbidding bathing in the Chamei Tiberi, they once again allowed it, but kept the injunction against steam bathing in place. So the community swimming pool, where people like to wash themselves one limb at a time, was run by the local bath attendants who gave up trying to trick the rabbis and who kept the temperature below Yad Saleta's bow. Which reminds us, Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, that with regards to oil and water, it's prohibited to heat them up on Shabbos to the degree of Yad Saleta's bow, where the hand recoils from it. Rachva said that Yad Saleta's bow is defined by anything so hot, shekreso shaltinok nikbeis, that an infant's tender belly would be scalded by it. So once again, the siman is, the community swimming pool, where people like to wash themselves one limb at a time, was run by the local bath attendants who gave up trying to trick the rabbis and who kept the temperature below Yad Saleta's bow. This is Rabbi Avram Gold from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.